The biggest draw for this rabble is the monthly Pie and Peace social.
Charles?
Hello.
Ah. And Beryl. So you made it then?
Already.
Well, your game loss, I'll give you that. Hope you've warned her about them killer hills.
Okay.
Taking a notice. Stanley here and he goes halfway before he stops for a fag and he gets buzz home.
Come on, you two. Don't get left behind.
When Beryl came along, of course, she joined in 52, 53. She became quite enthusiastic about the whole thing.
Keeping a low gear to start with. Come on, I'll stay close. All you got to concentrate on, no matter what, is keep pedalling.
What if I can't keep up? I don't fancy getting left behind.
Morley Cycling Club, unwritten rule. No one gets left behind.
In fact, the first year...
Come on, Belle.
We pushed her. Well, I did.
You can do it. That's it. Just get in the lowest gear.
Oh, wait a minute, Cora. My legs are going to explode.
I very much doubt it.
You're not falling off yet, Beryl. That's it, Charlie. Get him back into it.
Come on, Beryl. You're nearly at the top now. That's it. It's all downhill from there.
I hope so.
Go on, girl. One last point. Brakes, Beryl, love. Use your brakes.
Well, the drama about the life of Beryl Burton has been written by Maxine Peake, and she plays the central character. It's interspersed with interviews with Beryl's daughter and Charlie, who's now 84. Beryl died in 1996. The title of the drama is Beryl, A Love Story on Two Wheels, and you can hear it on Radio 4 next Tuesday afternoon. Earlier this week, I spoke to Charlie Burton and to Maxine Peake. How did she come across Beryl's story?
It was actually through my partner, Pavlo. He's a bit of a bike enthusiast, as in building bikes, so he's always on the internet looking for bits and pieces to patch a bike together with. And he must have been doing a bit of Googling, and Beryl's name came up in this book. So it was my birthday, and for my birthday, one of my presents was a personal best. And there's a little note inside that said, get yourself a curly perm, and there's a film in this for you. So I read it and I just thought, why don't I know about this woman? Why don't I know more about Beryl Burton? I mean, I'm not a cycling enthusiast as in, racing, but I thought the amount she's achieved, she should be more in the general consciousness, the general public's consciousness. So
what was it about her that you found so inspiring?
Well, I just think it was the ordinary, she was an... I hate the word ordinary, but it was sort of this ordinary, extraordinary. You know, she was a housewife, a mother, yet she was this extraordinary athlete, with this drive and determination and this relationship that I sort of garnered from the book, which was Charlie and Beryl, and, that Charlie was her sort of right-hand man. And the support that this couple had, in the late 50s and 60s, I was fascinated by that a woman could be so successful and there was a husband backing her all the way, which, I'm brought up to believe in the 50s and 60s that was not the case, as, it's still, it's not that commonplace today, so...
So, Charlie, you, I think, were responsible for this cycling champion. What attracted her to you in the first place?
She was a good-looking lass. And she worked in the same office as me, and so she said that she would like to take up cycling. So I loaned her my machine, and we moved forward from there.
But wasn't it your cycling shoes that she spotted first?
Yes, that's when I'd just been on a holiday, and I always cycled in to work and out to work. And she'd started in the office while I was away. And when I walked in, I was still in my cycling shoes. And she thought, well, that's a nice brown-looking, smart-looking lad, but it's a pity that he's lame. And, of course, it was that I was hobbling in with shoe plates and all sorts on my feet, which I thought was quite funny at the time.
Now, what was the evidence of her strength of character and physical strength early on, Charlie? What made you realise that she might be a serious cyclist?
I didn't think that. The thing is that we used to... We worked in an extremely big factory, and the restaurant was about quarter of a mile down the road, virtually. And so we ended up running down there to be first, and she'd be running with us, Woodbirtle, as well as me friend there. And so we realised that she was quite fit, and then she says, "Oh, is that your bike?" when she saw me. "Yes, well, I'm going to get one like that." I thought, "Oh, are you?" And anyway, she did, because I ended up loaning her the same bike that she'd talked about.
But Maxine seemed to be rather surprised, Charlie, that Beryl seemed to take the front role in your relationship and you took the back role. How unusual was that at the time in the 50s?
I think there was one or two of the lady cyclists that got a similar backing to Beryl, but we rode with her for a while, and she rode with the club, and then it got so that she was moving along faster than I was, and then she decided that she would do some time trialing. Well, she was so fast in comparison to me that I just backed off and says, "Well, I'll get you to the events and I'll get make you sure that your bike's okay." And we went forward from there.
Now, Maxine, how easy did you find getting into Beryl's character?
I found actually quite difficult to find the sort of Beryl, the essence of Beryl, because reading her personal best, she's a very private woman, you know, and it's a book, and it's a lot of it is facts and figures and time trials with, you know, beautiful anecdotes in between. But that's, again, what attracted me. It was that sort of... I grew up with women like that. My mum was like that. My nan was like that. These, you know, hard, I don't know, working northern women who weren't, you know, it wasn't about... I don't know, just very private, very... I mean, I could be wrong, Charles, probably saying, "What are you talking about? That's not her at all." But I got the impression that she was a very contained, very private, very disciplined woman. So trying to scratch the surface. And then, you know, and I think when you start writing a drama, the first thing you do is, oh, let's dig the dirt. And I couldn't really find any. So.
Now, Beryl Burton, I mean, it's not a well-known name. I think people knew her in the cycling fraternity because she was such a phenomenal cyclist. And cycling now is massive. Everybody knows who Victoria Pendleton is. What, Maxine, do you think Beryl would have made of the fame culture that exists in cycling now?
Well, again, I don't know what Charlie would think, but I think she would have shunned away from it completely. I mean, Beryl, it was a pure love for the sport, you know, that comes across so strongly. And I get the impression that that would have, you know, wouldn't have been her thing at all, and not to, because at the time she could have been, you know, probably more famous than she was. I think I got the impression she was more upset that cycling itself didn't get the fame it received. But I didn't get the impression that Beryl was disappointed that she didn't get as much recognition, maybe as she should, you know. But I mean, within Morley, I got the impression she was very, obviously very famous, and everyone was extremely proud of her. But I get a feeling I don't think it would have been her bag, the sort of climate today and the fame part of it.
Charlie, the athletes now have phenomenal training programmes. How did Beryl train?
She was working. At first she was in an office, but within a few years, with it being in the cycling club, Nim Carline was one of our members, and he had a farm, and so she said that she would like to work outdoors on the land. And so that was it. She started to work outdoors, and it must have built her strength up. She didn't need any particular gym work or anything, because they were hugging great stacks of potatoes and rhubarb and so on all the time.
And I understand, Charlie, that she cycled everywhere. After she finished a competition in London, she cycled back to Leeds.
Yes, yes.
How did she manage that?
I think it was just that she enjoyed cycling and just did it.
And then at times you used a Robin Reliant as transport. How did the Robin Reliant come about?
Well, in the 1960s, that was in 1960 itself, she won two gold medals. There wasn't very many kicking around then. And she won one on the track for pursuiting and one on the road for the road race. And so, you see, because the Robin Reliant, it was part of their culture, or whatever you like to call it, that they were tied in with cycling. I think they did bikes as well, and this was just another way of keeping a tricycle on the road. And so they thought that Birdle had done enough to warrant having one.
And I bet she preferred her bike, didn't she?
Oh, yes, as far as travelling around, yes. But it helped, did this car business, because we could go further to events.
Now, Maxine, you've included interviews with Charlie,
yeah,
and Charlie and Beryl's daughter in the drama. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, initially, that wasn't there. Initially, I was having sort of Beryl looking back narrating, and then we went to interview Charlie and Denise, and the anecdotes and the description and just the way they can explain and tell a story was just too good to not include. And we just sort of fell in love with Charlie and Denise.
What are your favourite moments from their anecdote?
I think it was telling the story about pushing the Robin Reliant up the hill when they used to get stuck and everyone had come out, and then they pushed Charlie up, and then they'd start going again and everybody would leap back in. But there were so many stories. I mean, I had 44 minutes to write this. It was the hardest thing I've ever done, because some of the stories, just one story could have been half an hour. There was beautiful, beautiful anecdotes and so much humour in there. That's what really got me and affected me, was how much humour there seemed to be between Charlie and Beryl and Denise. You know?
Your partner initially suggested you should get a perm and there was a film in it for you. Why did you decide to do it for radio?
Because I love radio, and there was something about a bike and the motion of a bike with the wheels and the chain and the wind through your hair, and I just thought this would be great on radio if we could capture that, the sound of cycling, you know. And I'd love cycling when I go out on my own and just listening to the whir of the chain and the wheels going, and when it's just peaceful. So I thought, yeah, and it's cheaper and easier to get made, because obviously you just need your actors and you need a few bikes, and the rest is up to the audience's imagination to create it.
I was talking to Maxine Peake and Charlie Burton, and Beryl, A Love Story on Two Wheels, can be heard on Radio 4 on Tuesday at 2:15 in the afternoon. Still to